There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And, yep. Most regrettable.
I feel a little left out because of that. Thoughts is America.
Yeah, don't include me in a group chat that I am, like, I have really nothing to do with, you know? Yeah. It was a whole lot of people in one thing. You ever see on Facebook when somebody, you get tagged in something with like 72 other people?
Yeah.
Leave me out of that.
Right.
I don't know what that is.
It's probably one of those scam things.
No, most likely.
Or the recently, a lot of your businesses are adding everyone or at followers in their comments, which adds everyone apparently and throws it into your notifications.
Right. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll see it.
I'll see it if I see it.
I'll see if I won't, if I won't.
Yep. I got catfished on that a couple of times. I was just like, oh, what is this? Oh, this says here, mentioned you in a comment. And I'm like, all right. Well, must have been something nice, right? And I go look, and I don't see nothing about me. I'm like, what's going on here?
You and 230 others.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't feel very special in that situation.
Which, can I say that if you use that on a super huge event or a super huge something, you know, and
very
use
handy.
It maybe once a year, maybe twice a year, you know, then, okay, that's cool. But if you use it once a week or even once a day, most people are going to probably unfollow you.
Yeah.
So they're not your at followers anymore.
You run the risk. You run the risk of somebody not even wanting to go to the event, too, where I'm like, you know what?
If
something advertises to me, I won't buy it. I don't buy anything that gets advertised to me. Sorry. You know,
that's why we have no sponsors here. No.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I notice the only notifications I get anymore is this one particular person, which maybe you get it too, where every day you get that mentioned you in a comment, and it's the at everyone or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or it's
we got crab legs today.
Yeah. Or it's one of those like tags you in a post with 99 plus people that, and you go to it and it's just a scam post on your homepage or whatever, where it's like, bet you can't think of a state name that has E in it.
Exactly.
And if you can, I'll give you $2,000. We're giving lots of blessings away today.
Right.
Yeah. Lots of blessings. And then all the people in the comments, like Arkansas.
Yeah.
You were wrong. like lots of wrong answers.
Exactly.
In there.
Yeah.
Too.
And then a bunch of count me ins.
Yeah.
If you see a bunch of comments that say count me in, whatever you're reading is crap.
Yeah.
It's a thread of people that are trying to scam you.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's impressive like how much scamming is going on there. I ran a giveaway on a page I had created on Facebook, and I guess just these scam bots look at a few keywords, and it was one of these like you comment, you like, you share, you get separate entries in, and on under every comment on it was a post made by my page or an identical. It's a scam.
An identical page
with the same graphics, same name and everything, but it's like, you're the winner, click on this link to receive or whatever.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And I was getting hollered at. People were like, hey, you're scamming. I'm like, nah, that's, come on. Yeah,
you got scammed. Yeah.
Yeah. If you see a comment underneath every one of them that says you've won, just assume something's not right.
Exactly.
There.
Seems like everybody's won, but I'm going to take my chances.
Yeah.
And click on this
weird link. It's got like Russian alphabet.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Now I need to log into Facebook all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Here, let me give you my password.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, man. I'm feeling scammed online by Country Boy Kev a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I've been seeing. I keep him on.
What's he doing these days?
I keep reporting on him. Keep him close.
You're reporting him on Facebook? You Karen?
No, I don't. I've thought about it. But he deletes comments like that are, you know,
so he's anti First Amendment.
Yeah, I think
Yep.
He made a post that was like, spoke to Morgan Wallen, he's all good. And then somebody in the comment was like, bro, you don't know Morgan Wallen. And he deleted that. Like, I wanted to be like, oh, I can't wait to look back to see what his response is. And his response was, I'll just go ahead and delete that.
And then he did.
Were there other responses? Like, oh, what else did you talk to him about?
Yeah. Most people believed him.
They bought into it. Huh?
Yeah. Of course, he only got 3 likes, but it was like.
Out of the 30,000 people that liked
6,000 people. 96,000.
3 likes.
Gone there. Yeah, 3 likes. Which, again, if you're new to the saga, this is a guy who took a very popular page.
Slapfest. USA.
Slap fighting. Yeah.
Or whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, there was like one video or whatever that got a couple million views because it was some chick getting slapped
and
out.
And it was early on the craze, which is hot right
before now. Before all that, all the new stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he garnered, you know, 90 some odd thousand followers and well
millions
done.
Of views on that.
And millions
slap.
Of views on that one slap. And then he decided, you know what? I'm going to change this to be my music page now.
He's now becoming a rapper.
Yeah, becoming a rapper. So then, boom.
You got 90,000 followers instantaneously.
Off, yeah, that's pretty good.
That's a great place to start off. Yeah.
But the problem is if you're likely to go and like a slap fighting page, you're most likely a person with a truck who drinks beer in it and isn't a big fan of rapping. You know,
especially
like
that's from just, Country Boy Kev.
Especially Country Boy Kev. Yeah. So I think a lot of people were looking at it like, what the fuck? I don't remember liking this.
Exactly.
You know? And it's against guidelines, Facebook guidelines to do that. You can't change one page to another.
It's called,
I just take Katie Cohen's page and make it an ISIS page. And then everybody is liked and loved and commented on ISIS's videos.
There have been boxing and jujitsu pages that garnered like tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of followers. And then they sold it to porn people, nice. I guess, you know, people that own porn pages or whatever. So what they'll do is they'll leave all the original jujitsu or boxing stuff up, but every week they'll post a new like link to, ooh, check her out. She's so hot, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And
hey, you know, I'm a guy like fighting like women.
Exactly. So every time when one of those porn posts comes up on Instagram, almost every one of the comments is like, bro, really? Again?
Yeah.
I'm totally unliking you this time.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a boxing page, not
or next
porn.
Time. Let's see.
Yeah. So then you go to the next week and it's like, what? Same dude. Really? Porn again? Yeah. I'm unliking you this week.
53
this is enough.
More times.
Yeah. This is
and
enough.
You're done.
Yeah. Yeah. So what they did was very genius, actually. You know, a bunch of people that probably look at porn as well.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And then, so Country Boy, he made a post recently that was like, I am making a new page just for Country Boy Kev. And then we'll be, you know, doing whatever else with this one. And then,
memes again.
Yeah, posted memes. So he posted that, then he shared it, then he shared it, then he shared it like 5 times in a row. And like each garnering
that's the
less,
hustle,
less
man.
One like.
His.
That's the hustle.
Yeah, it's the hustle, and no, then and
that's
then
the wrong way to hustle these things. We've unfortunately learned this stuff over the years.
People are pretty wise of that.
Yeah, though.
Yeah. And then I looked. I was like, okay, so he created a new page, Country Boy Kev. So 2 Country Boy Kev pages.
So he's becoming real for the first time.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then after a week, that got about 140 likes, I think, on it. And then I checked it just the other day, and now it says Country Kev. Country Boy Kev bookings. So now it's like, no, I've created just a separate page for the amount of bookings I'm getting is
off,
crazy
off of those 3 likes
that, off of those 3 likes is now I need a new page for it. So
bookings. So I wonder,
why wouldn't you keep it on your original page? That's the dumbest.
Yeah.
Just keep your bookings on your original page. Why would you need a separate page for your book? That's dumb.
Y'all probably get this on y'all's Facebook page because we both have radio stations that we have to deal with on Facebook. When we get a message, they'll say, "Was this a lead or was this was it appointment style or was it a sale, a possible sale?" It'll ask you questions, the AI algorithms or whatever, trying to figure out what they were wanting out of you from the message.
Mm.
So have you got some of those yet? Maybe?
I haven't seen those, but I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I don't go on it that often.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've seen that. Like, what was this to you?
Yeah. Basically, were they trying to schedule an appointment?
Yeah.
You know, they'll try to figure it out. You just ask and guess. So, and most of the time they're wrong.
Right. And then, I'm loving it right now. Country Boy Kev is at his absolute peak. He released it. He's all this free advertising on our.
Absolutely.
Encourage you, go like him. Buy his new album. He has an album called Pearl Snaps and Cadillacs. So buy that.
We should get 3 of you to double every one of his likes, like his post, and then hashtag regrettable.
Yeah. Ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
Every time.
I'll
every
give
time
you, a shirt
you see
or something,
we'll give you something. Yeah, we'll make you a shirt.
Yeah.
Actually, on TikTok yesterday on the show, I was wearing the
Eclipse shirt.
No, the regrettable shirt.
Okay,
and it had my quote. And one of the guys on there was like, "Whoa, you have a quote with your name on it. That
and
is a total flex.
It.
You're wearing a quote with your name on it. That's a total flex."
And it's not a Country Boy Kev quote either.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Like weed in the 90s.
One death is a tragedy, a million is a statistic. Country Boy Kev. Or Stalin.
Never trust the internet. Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
By Country Boy Kev.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he's of the philosophy that more is better. With all the multiple pages, I got two friend requests of a guy, same name, old Stanley Fisher.
Yep.
Just go ahead and throw him out.
Yep.
I think I have like 10
of his accounts on your page.
10 of his accounts. Yep. Yeah, it's a good chunk of my Facebook friends are him.
I think when I left, he unfriended me or something.
He's like one of those I don't know, services that a business can buy where you get a bunch of likes and follows and friends, you know, out of India or something, or Bangladesh,
Russian troll farm. Yeah,
that's just his hobby. Yeah. Is doing that stuff. Doesn't charge you for it. It's just he does it out of a passion for it.
Oh, here it is. Oh, okay. So Country Boy Kev has a new update that I haven't seen yet.
Uh-oh.
The page name is Country Boy Kev, and in parentheses, Slapfest USA, smaller. So that way, you in case you are.
Still interested.
Yeah, in case you're wondering why the hell.
Has he hosted a Slapfest? Like,
Not since we took him on there. He had a rip O.J. Simpson, which we're going to definitely get into. And then, Country Boy Kev, attention all artists. I'm putting it together, a country rap show in Texarkana. Tap to get in. And I see a lot of people saying, oh, I want to get in. And he's just like, go to the page. You know? Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Follow the directions.
Yeah, follow the directions.
Or I'll have nobody
opening
for me.
You want to hear a bunch of white dudes with thick Southern accents rap, I'm sure that'll be the thing for you.
Yeah. What do you guys want to do first, OJ or the Eclipse? I guess, go with OJ.
I was like, the Eclipse, I don't know. I keep thinking, I miss it already. Man, I've been feeling a little melancholy all week after missing it. Of course, it was also, the Eclipse was like the last thing that the family was going to do before they all had to like go home and stuff. So, I don't know. Kind of
bittersweet then.
It's a little bittersweet.
Okay.
Kind of want to see it again. But I guess the economy of Celestial Wonders is definitely based off resource scarcity.
Yeah.
If it happened all the time, it would just be a cheap thing.
Yeah. Like it would be bothersome.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. I was like,
driving, like, ah, god damn it.
And I don't know, maybe it's like,
oh, your clips.
Getting older or something, but I feel like it used to be like it took months or like a year or something for me to think of yesterday being a long time ago. You know, now I feel like it almost like was a dream, you know, and maybe that's one of the qualities of the eclipse itself. It's so surreal. It's so different. Everything's so weird when that happens that it's hard to think of it as reality. Like I keep looking back. I could almost convince myself that I didn't see it.
You know what I mean? I know what you mean. It's so not real. You know what I mean? Like the darkness, the stillness, the quiet, all that stuff. The craziest thing about it is how many people didn't come.
For our area,
you know, certainly. Your area too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, we had the streets lined up. Yeah, we had the streets lined up with, you know, people looking at the sky. Basically.
Locals.
Yeah. No, we had a bunch of incomers the last hour. We had literally, because we had a listener driving out that said, you have about 10 miles of bumper-to-bumper traffic heading your way.
Oh, wow.
And it was like 1:30. It was like 1:30 or whatever. So,
they're just coming last minute.
Yeah. So
we had all that.
Not the 100,000. That was
exactly.
That was
or half million or something.
Yeah. Well, and you got to think about it. And we've had this discussion on social media since the eclipse, obviously. We didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
What they were going off is what they saw in, what was it, Missouri in 2020 or 2017.
Yeah.
And basically what they saw was people literally just pulled over the highway by the hundreds of thousands looking, watching.
Yeah.
And then when they
got back in the car and left,
packed up, left. And I think everybody planned on a week long
craziness.
Yeah.
That ended up being.
Did you talk about it on your show about how, potentially this could be crazy and stuff like that?
Yeah, totally.
Have you had anybody after be like, well, because of the radio station,
no.
I bought 15 briskets and smoked them and nobody bought them?
I hope not, because I always said we never know.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I always pointed out that now these people are saying we're probably not going to see nobody.
Yeah.
And these people are saying we're probably going to see 100,000 people.
Right.
So I think being prepared makes sense, because if we were underprepared, we'd be throwing fits for that too.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
I haven't seen that about us. I'm not saying that.
Right.
I was just like, I kind of expect it, and I've seen a few posts where I'm like, they could be talking about us.
That's funny.
You know?
Didn't the pump it all up.
Pump it up, you know? Yeah. Shoot, man.
It was an event.
I had people higher than my pay grade telling me.
Exactly.
So, you know,
yeah,
what am I going to do?
And the truth is, everybody that was in totality stopped and looked up for 4 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So y'all did a show the whole day? Y'all end up?
We did a few updates, but then obviously it became a bust.
Yeah.
You know, like nobody
was
here.
It was cloudy too for a little while.
Yeah. By noon, the town had emptied out. I mean,
really?
That day was getting busier and busier.
Because they were moving on, trying to find sunny.
It was cloudy.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and it was it similar for you? Cloudy until like 30 seconds before the damn eclipse?
And it was like, boom, all of a sudden,
unbelievable.
Because I bought a little filter for my phone so we could TikTok it the whole time. And the filter didn't really work, so we just threw some glasses on it. Well, by the end, before when it was cloudy, we took the filter off, and you could see it really cool through the clouds for a little while. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, right before the actual eclipse was happening, it cleared out. So we put the filter back on so you could see it. And then we didn't have to have the filter because it got dark.
Exactly.
You know? So it was kind of cool.
Yeah. And yet, like, I remember you saying on air, because I don't know anything about the eclipse, really. I didn't really look it up or anything. You were like, now you can stare at the eclipse without the glasses while it's going on. But then you gave some warnings, like you got to make sure you kind of time it. You don't want to be looking at it when it
pops back.
Pops out.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking when you were saying that, like, I'll probably just wear my glasses.
You wouldn't have been able to see it.
You can't see it. Yeah, you
not
can't
when
see it.
It. Yeah, it goes away.
Yeah. So it was incredible, obviously. Before we get to our actual eclipse, I will say that we, there wasn't a whole lot of people in town. There was some. There was definitely some.
Right.
You know?
Some folks from other countries all over the world, you know? And
yes.
It seems like everybody was really disappointed Monday by the lack of people. And talk about a southern thing. That is, or not a southern, that's a small town thing. In the period leading up to it, so many people complaining about, like, I don't want all these people here. And then when they don't show up, they're like, where's the people?
Exactly.
I thought they were coming. Why aren't they here?
I bought a lot of stuff to rip them off with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was charging them $25 a pair of glasses.
Yeah. There was the college out there in our town was charging $40 for parking, and they somehow managed to scam a couple of people into doing it. Last minute.
It's crazy.
I first heard it at the Easy Mart as lady in front of me. She was from out of town. She was like, yeah, we're looking for a place to park. And we just saw the place that said $40. They were like, that's crazy. I was like, that's 39 in my house. And she's like, really? You have park? I was like, no. I was like, but you go just down the road. There's a dude only charging $5. And I think at that point, he wasn't charging.
He wasn't charging at all.
Really?
Because it was cloudy skies and nobody was there. You know?
But $40.
So, yeah.
Hustling people. $40 to, again, it. Us small towners think just trying to take these city folk for all they have.
Yep. I had a very unpleasant run-in with a tourist, though.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah. It was about 10:15 or so. I went out to just drive around, check out, see. Yeah, a.m. Eclipse was meant to happen at 1:40, whatever. And so it was 10:15, so I'm like driving around to try and figure out who's all here. Are there parking spots? Are there people even in town? Excuse me. Yeah, traffic was up a little bit. McDonald's seemed busy, and they recently came out with the breakfast bagel.
I love it, bro. The steak one?
Yeah.
So
I haven't gotten the steak yet.
Steak is out above all of them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I had that one. It's very good.
It tastes just like a piece of steak in your mouth, bro.
I got a sausage. I got to get the steak.
Steak.
So I was like, you know what? I'm getting one of them.
Okay.
So I go and stand in line, and it is quite busy in there. And no doubt, our local workers, you know, especially fast food workers, they're not workers. They're very slow, sluggish. Yeah,
they're not cut out for
for you know, a lot of people at once, you know, and they were all getting frustrated and, you know, not rude, but curt and just not messing around, you know. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people in there were just complaining. One of this dude in a flowery shirt, you know, with his boyfriend, he was like up there talking about he was complaining about the size of his orange juice. Like, he got a large and he only got a medium orange juice. And just hearing this guy being like, my orange juice, please, sir, make it small, too small. And like, I was standing there like, oh my gosh, dude, this guy, you know, like really just barking at the little old Hispanic lady behind the counter, you know. And I guess she has a bit of like a breathing or a talking problem, the lady up front, because she would go like, 195. You know, just call out the number of the order and nobody can hear her. I thought that was funny. So I was just standing there like in my own world, just watching all these people, you know, and like lots of gay couples. I'm just throwing it out there.
Oh,
just
yeah. There was a couple of camps. Couples.
Yeah.
North of
the gay camp.
North of the on the river. Yeah. Yep. Here.
It was just interesting to me. They were all getting their breakfast. One lady was going crazy about how they weren't serving lunch yet. It's like 120, 120, or 10:20, 10:25. Like 10:30 is when lunch is served. It's chill. Yeah. Chill the fuck out.
Yeah, just, you know, sit down for a couple minutes.
Yeah, no problem. I know
you drove all the way here.
Yeah.
All right.
You're not in a hurry.
Yeah, for you drove all the way here from San Francisco. Okay.
Everybody has a 144.
Yeah, that's time. We're all in the same one, bro. Yeah. All in the same one. Hey, you got time.
Yeah.
All right. So eventually I'm standing there and there's this guy waiting for his decaf coffee. Now I understand. Decaf coffee. How long are you willing to wait for a decaf coffee, Jay?
I don't drink decaf, so not very long.
Yeah, not too long.
About 5 minutes, max.
5 minutes, yeah, max. I mean, in 5 minutes, I would be like, ridiculous. Yeah. I'm getting out.
I'm in radio, so 2 to 3 minutes.
Yeah. How frustrated are you going to be at the bar when they're not bringing you your non-alcoholic beer? Hey,
where's my O'Doul's?
Yeah.
So he's standing there. He's getting huffy and puffy. In his shorts.
Fussy?
Fussy.
That's a great way to
fussy.
Put it.
Fussy, yeah.
Fussy.
Yeah, he was just fussy, like throwing his toys out the crib. And eventually he goes, I can't believe I'm stuck in this dumpy town, you know, with cloudy skies and blah, 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 with only one restaurant open. You know, and I said, don't be. I was standing right next to him. I'm like, don't be an ass. You know, and he said, well, and I don't think he's from America. He was like, well, I'm in a land of freedom. This is my free country, right? I could say it's dumpy if I want. And I said, I live in this dumpy town, all right? Just don't be an ass about it. And then, okay, let me try and gather. Where did it go to next?
I believe he alluded to the idea that you thought this was the end of the world.
That was after.
Okay.
So, so you're standing there, and then he said, what the hell did he say? Something. Oh, yeah. Okay. Here we go. So dumpy town, ass. I called him an ass. I live in this dumpy town. And then he said, well, I got out of a dumpy town. So blah, 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 blah. And then he was being served, or somebody else was being served by the little old Mexican lady. And he said, at least they let people from other countries actually work in there, like one person from another country actually work in their establishment or whatever, basically insinuating like, you know, we're all racist motherfuckers. Yeah, yeah. You know,
little did he know.
Yeah, we're the queen.
68% of the Hispanic population.
Yeah. I mean, we use e-verify. We have to. Like, you can't just hire anybody from everywhere unless they got the paperwork. That's all right, hilarious. There is that, but that's kind of a nationwide thing.
Yeah,
and one of the larger populations of.
Marshallese,
yes, as well.
Yes, we're hey man, Tequila's pretty cool when it comes down to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
it's pretty diverse. I would say.
Yeah, it's fairly diverse. So, and that's besides the point. Jack off.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I looked at him. I said, "You are a high octane dick, aren't you, dickhead?" That's what I said. You're a high octane dickhead, aren't you? And he's like, "Well, according to you and your beliefs, the world's ending in a couple hours. So what does it matter if I'm a dickhead anyway?" And I just looked, I was like, wow.
And again, the philosophy there is just like, well, if maybe the world is ending and I'm going to spend the last 2 hours of my life being a dickhead.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
To just
that's where you want to be.
McDonald's workers.
Yeah, drinking
minimum wage employees. Yeah. Decaf coffee.
Decaf coffee.
That tells me all I need to know
your
about that, man.
Floral shorts. Yeah. And then it was like right at that moment my bagel was being served to me. So I snatched it. I said, go fuck yourself, and walked out. And I think on my way out, he said, the worst comeback ever, like to the point where I barely turned my head to it and laughed as I was walking away. I said, go fuck yourself. And then he said, I think you're doing a pretty good job of that right now. What is And I just want to turn like, I'm fucking you.
You're I'm getting fucked
you.
Here.
You're getting fucked here. You know? But I didn't. I just kept walking. I was like, eh, he's sputtered out. Like he's his own demise, you know? And
he hadn't got his decaf coffee.
He hadn't got his decaf. Yeah. Don't talk to me. It's like I got my decaf coffee.
He is whatever in whatever country right now, regaling of the time he almost got beat up by a big redneck.
The balls on this, I'm not gonna lie.
Exactly. Absolutely.
I am no fight. I don't claim to be able to kick any ass, but like I look like I can, most likely to most people, you know, he's a big guy. So the balls on this dude,
little feller.
Yeah,
this little banny feller. Little banny
yeah,
rooster.
I commend him.
Being Southwest Arkansas with a just covered in pride from head to toe, starting shit with the locals, man. Come on.
And the whole time during the argument or whatever you want to call it, he was fake scrolling his phone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he wouldn't look me in the eyes. He would just look down and, like, just, like, where you couldn't even read it. Just,
that's
just
like a
scroll.
Defense mechanism.
Yeah, it is. Yes. Like, if my comfort. Yes, that's 100%. Exactly
or
what that was.
Or maybe if I have to film this here and charge you with a hate crime.
I, like, left my phone in the car. I'm just standing there just looking right at him, you know? And then the high octane.
I just
dickhead.
Need a puppy dog like, photo. A puppy dog. Where's the puppy?
Make my feel better. Yeah, so that was my one. And I really feel like if there was a local in there or some of the McDonald's, everybody heard the whole thing, you know, and at least, like, and it quieted down. Nobody was complaining about the size of their orange juice or the fact they were not getting lunch at this point.
They wanted
you know?
To see if there was about one to pop off.
I don't think there was a single local there. I was standing amongst 20 other people saying, hey, I live in this dumpy town, all right? You know, just fucking chill out, you know? Chill, all right? Let's wait. What's wrong with you?
And he was complaining all because he thought he was going to not get to see what he came to see.
Yeah, exactly.
And he got to see it if he was standing outside.
I think he left. I just hope. I hope. This is what I hope.
And the clouds followed above him, right above him.
I hope he left north. And then as soon as this started happening, he did indeed do what you're not supposed to. Pulled his car over on the side of the road. And a non-fatal... like really bad he got rear-ended like really bad but non-fatally like I don't wish any pain on the guy I just like hope his day was ruined. I hope somebody pissed right into his decaf coffee. That's what I hope.
I was thinking maybe he came an Arkansas Highway Patrolman came across him. He was a dick to him. He cuffed him and threw him in the jail for a night.
It was a Hispanic dude. Well, at least they let Hispanic people in your precinct or whatever.
Oh my goodness.
That is hilarious.
So that was hilarious. So then I left McDonald's right to the station, and we go live like 5 minutes after this, and I'm a little heated,
right?
You know? Like I already had a run-in with a local, you know, whatever. I didn't describe any of it. I don't think on air, but I was just keep some calm heads around here.
Yeah, show a little respect in our town.
That's all it was.
We would do the same in yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Like I don't go to some people decide. Some people, most people do not, but some people decide when they go to another town they could just be a dick.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
you're right.
I go the opposite way, unless it's Amarillo. I hate Amarillo.
I fucking hate that place.
Or
El Paso.
So. Yeah. But, you know, if I go to another town, I'll be like, oh, that's what I'll walk into a little shop.
I know that I look like I'm out of place, so I try to be as courteous as possible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause
you look about out of place everywhere you go.
That's probably true, too. But no, you know, you're stopping. You're not driving as fast. Think about it. No matter where you go, if you're out of town, if you're not driving as fast because you don't know where you're going.
Yeah.
So you're automatically slowing the locals up.
For sure.
Pissing them off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I always try to be as you know, courteous as possible.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you.
Especially
like it's always
now.
Your fear, no matter if you're in some small town in Texas or like you're in San Francisco, you get pulled over and the cop comes, you ain't from around here, boy.
Yep.
Yeah. So and then as you heard earlier, cloud coverage, everybody evacuated. And then we kind of all came together in the last 10 minutes of before the eclipse is like kind of a family, like we all found each other at the right place. And then and watched it. It was incredible. That's it was cool. Absolutely one of the coolest, if not the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like nothing in the world can prepare you for how dope that was.
Yeah. Well, y'all were both in this area during the 2017 one?
Yes.
Okay.
I was not.
You were not. And that is a big difference between totality and almost totality.
We got our uncle came down. And he is a big eclipse chaser. And he even said, we had him on the radio show to interview him about it.
Yeah.
And he said, if you're 99%, basically go fuck yourself. You're not like, it's nothing compared to 100% totality.
Yeah, I saw plays like Eureka Springs, of course, big tourism draw in Arkansas. They were like, we got 98.97% totality. Come stay with us. That I would have, you would have not seen anything.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you would have seen
zero.
It would have been a little haze in the sky because 2017, that's what it was. Into Queen was a little haze in the sky. Mm-hmm. That was it. It was
dark. I didn't
dark
even hear about that one. Yeah. This just wasn't on my radar at all, I guess.
Well, we went out. We talked about it on the show, and we built that box because the box may have still be sitting there in the studio.
No, it got chunked. Okay, but I remember it.
Yeah, it was a box that we built that you could look. It was had the foil pinhole and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then so it hits, right? Boom. Like clouds part at the perfect time. It goes dark like nighttime dark. So still, all the birds stopped chirping, all the insects burrow underground.
Lights came on. We were downtown, all the street lights came on.
Yeah, we didn't have any, we weren't around any lights, so that was nice. Traffic stopped.
Yep. Not a vehicle on the highway.
Yeah. Quiet. Nice. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
dropped
cooled
like
off.
10 degrees.
Sure did.
In a minute or in a moment, you know?
Blocking all that radiation.
Yeah, dude. All them 5G waves weren't heating me up.
The bugs were getting roused.
Yeah,
the
dude.
Crickets and stuff were chirping there.
It was dope. It was the coolest thing. And then not to mention all of that, are the surroundings, but then you look up and saw the corona, you know, which was just a ring of fire.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
And the real reddish color spots on the bottom. Those were cool.
Yeah. I'm speculating those were solar flares or potentially contours from like the mountains of the moon or what?
Yeah, I was reading that it was not solar flares. They were like, actually, it was like a NASA article. It's like, actually, it was not solar flares. That was, I don't know, some kind of like ejection of plasma or something, which I thought.
What's a solar flare?
Yeah, well, they were saying, but these are, it's like a permanent one or something. I don't know. It seemed like they were being very pedantic in the article, but they were like, technically not a solar flare.
It's not a solar flare. Well, it's a solar spew. It's elongated, not short.
Don't be pedantic. I'm learning from you on this article about what it was. Only could learn from you. What am I going to believe myself or my brother?
Yeah, it made me feel like an asshole afterwards. And I was thinking, I was like, oh, I wonder if that's light shining off the like old lunar lander or something. You know, like that's America. You see that? You see that little light up there? That's America, man. America. Bouncing off.
Remember
some trash we left on the moon.
Yeah.
We leave America everywhere we go.
Yeah.
Oh, sick. It was sick, man. Great, great eclipse. We get 10 out of 10. We go again this Sunday.
It was crazy. From my house, you could see the sunlight. You could see it in the south. It was like you could see approaching daylight
through
into the
trees.
Darkness. And,
and I read up a lot, actually, on the eclipse and didn't realize the details it has to have for us to see it the way it is. For like example, the size of the sun versus the size of the moon and distance between the earth.
Yeah,
and it's so precise.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to believe that was all
one in
10,000.
One in 10,000 people see this. You know,
really, that's crazy.
It doesn't seem like that much.
I guess more really, people because they can come to the center of the nation. Maybe.
I mean, because I remember when my wife and I were plan on having a baby. I was looking up the statistic. I believe there's a lot more people with Down syndrome than there are people who've seen the eclipse.
Oh, really?
Just
because one in 10,000 seems like a lot to me sometimes when I think about it. Like, what if one in 10,000 people just randomly drop dead?
Yeah.
Just with no explanation, I'd be kind of afraid for my life there. I believe I could be one in 10,000.
Well, there's
a lot better. You're a lot better chances of just dropping dead spontaneously than winning the lottery, for example.
Well, we probably wouldn't even notice it if you think about it. How many people are in Sevier County? There's 30,000 in McCurtain County, so that means three people would drop dead.
Right.
Nobody would notice if three people dropped dead. They, you know what I mean? They'd try to explain it away, probably.
Yeah,
as health related.
There's no wonder, like. Back in the day, people must have thought like some crazy crap was about to happen when they saw an eclipse.
Yeah.
Like an Apocalypto, if you've ever seen that movie, you know, where they're like beheading everybody and then the solar eclipse happens and they're like, oh, you know, and dude takes a chance to run away.
But we know that people of long time ago have had mathematical ability to, you know, pinpoint that stuff because they have structures that when this eclipse happens, it is shown right through it perfectly, you know, and even just the day of the equinox,
solstice,
the solstice, the summer and winter solstices,
That's perfect. Shoots like a snake looking cool thing. And those are the Aztecs of back in the day.
Remember I've seen Indiana Jones in the first
in Progreso,
one
the, Mexico.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It just shines through the light.
Yeah, it's really cool looking.
Unlocks the door.
Yeah, but also, I don't know if it does all that. No.
To that point, the amount of comments I saw on Facebook, like one, I read a comment from one girl. It's like I'm going inside. Like this is, I know God is telling me that I don't need to be outside. Like when this happens, like for one that you're. That you're like the drywall and the brick or whatever your house is made of is gonna like you need to be inside your house, not a fallout shelter or a bunker or something, but inside your house because that's gonna protect you from whatever
from God's wrath.
From God's wrath,
like Jesus is gonna beam down on front, like on a spaceship or something,
and a lot just the end of the world crap. Like, are you kidding me? Are
but
you kidding me?
If she's throwing God out there, Psalms 19:1 says the heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Yeah. So wouldn't you want to look at it as like paint?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's a paintbrush of God.
It's a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you want to look at it?
The gold.
That tells me. I know that I need to go inside and binge watch freaking, I don't even know
Pawn
what.
Stars.
Yeah, Cake Wars.
That's real.
I'm binging Cake Wars during the eclipse.
I just wonder what people really felt like because like some people were like, I saw a post on the local TMZ guy, he a post under in one of the comment section was like, I can't believe people are laughing about it. This is the end of times. This is what it is. This is like read the, you know, it was like a Bible highlighted verse about, you know,
during Revelations
yeah. when, you know, the skies, you know, the moon.
Very used out
of
context.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch. Totally. I mean, every time cicadas come around, people are like, the locusts, they're going to eat me. And
I know that already happened.
Yeah. So what did you do? It was like, oh, the sun came back out after it was like.
What now?
Oh, well, maybe next year.
Actually, that starts the clock of 40 days.
There's
always something that pushes it out. But actually, we didn't realize it was the one of 2045.
Yeah, actually, the new millennium doesn't start till 2001. Exactly. So it will be, you know. Yeah,
totally.
Well, it's once Biden, you know, the election and all that.
It's Biden.
It's Biden's
Byron.
I did this.
Yeah, and it's funny that the left or the eclipse is like being attributed to the left. Like if you're into the eclipse, you're a Democrat.
Yeah.
Like that's what it feels like, you know? Yeah. Like y'all are into that science shit.
I love it. It's crazy. Whatever. No, I thought it was beautiful.
It was great.
Yep.
Yeah, that was great.
But yes, there were two camps. Two different separate camps. One was a lesbian camp that were coming here to have sex during the eclipse to get impregnated, so they would have
like
super
just
babies.
Inviting men.
Yeah,
yeah.
From the they would like post it up and you know. But anyway, then the other camp was hippies, a group of hippies who also were going to get it on during the eclipse and have super babies. You know, superpower babies.
I heard one of them was like in there. And
the average age was about 70 or something, and one of those groups there. Yeah.
No, a couple of guys. Yeah, a couple of locals went through the camps and they with you know camp movie. Yep. You know, their phones
brought
going
them donuts and stuff.
Yeah, yeah you yep. saw.
Can
Paul.
I hang around just a little bit?
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly what they did.
Get out. You're not part of our commune.
Yeah. You won't bring. Yeah. What was your intellectual? What did you bring to the table?
Yeah.
Intellectually. Oh, we don't need that.
Yeah, yeah.
We want you to be able to grow long hair and stink well.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. I'm not. Patchouli oil does not get me hard, so I'm not worried about it. There was no like. I know there were some people who were like, "I wonder if I can get in there."
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Give me a piece
no,
of pussy
there was people all over.
Kill
yeah.
you afterwards or something.
Yeah, yeah. Black widows.
Yeah.
And then OJ died.
Ah, dang.
OJ died the other day.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Yesterday.
Yes.
World feels a little safer. I don't know.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I don't know who it was who posted it. I don't know if it was a celebrity or one of my friends or whatever, but it was a few hours later. It was after OJ died, but a few hours later on Facebook, it said, ain't none of y'all white people posted OJ's gone, RIP 2024, whatever they do, you know? He's like, we knew y'all wasn't over that shit.
No. No.
I thought it was hilarious.
No, we're not. There was clearly two people murdered at the hands of OJ, and it was, you know, and that was it.
My understanding, the family the Goldman family was still owed like $20 million or $100 million or something like that. That
they didn't go yet. To probate or something.
Yeah. Did he still have property and things of that nature? Was he living in a little, you know, $1,200 a month, one bedroom?
His last few years are pretty rough, I have to imagine.
Yeah.
You know, if you have any doubts on whether OJ did it, just go buy the book he wrote.
Yeah.
Called If I Did It. And you'll quickly see. There's just little shit in it. Little stuff, little things, little quotes that are like, you definitely did this, idiot. Like,
he could have been tried criminally for it again, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
after that.
Yeah. Wow. Double jeopardy and stuff, right? Yeah. And
he said in the book at one point,
no new evidence then.
Yeah. Oh. When he was just trying to go retrieve his sunglasses or whatever from Nicole, the Goldman boy. He got into a karate stance. This is how he described it in the books. He got in his karate stance. And OJ said, are you fucking kidding me? You think you can get me with your karate? And then he kills him, right? In the book.
Right.
This is how he would have done it.
If he did it.
Gotcha. Something tells me that
that's how
Goldman definitely got into a karate stance. And OJ was really pissed at that. Like, thinking that not only are you banging
I'm
my
I'm still
ex-wife,
the juice, bruh.
Yeah, I will destroy you in your, you know, third your grade karate class that you took, okay?
Taekwondo.
Like, that's just a little thing that you wouldn't... Oh, either he did it or OJ is an amazing writer, and I don't think he's an amazing writer. So,
he just relived
no
that over and over.
There's no doubt, dude.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. Now, Michael Jackson, I'll listen to. Maybe he didn't do it. But OJ... You know, I'm pretty convinced at this point. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, at this point, it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter now.
If he did or not.
I just like how Norm Macdonald actually got fired or got his job taken away on SNL at for the Weekend Update, the news portion, one of the funniest parts
Absolutely.
Of Saturday Night Live.
Lots of satire on there.
Yeah.
And he was the best of.
Yeah, he was easily the best of all the Weekend Update guys. And then, you know, there's too many OJ jokes. And then, you know, Lorne Michaels would tell him, you know, oh, you can't do it this time. He would just go out there and do it anyway. So that's why he got fired.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. The funniest one, I've said it on the show a couple times since OJ's death, is when Norm got on after the acquittal, the first show after the acquittal. He said, breaking news, murder is now legal in the state of California.
Hey, but you still can't be successfully sued for it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, perfect example. Yeah. It lost the criminal case. Yeah. Won the criminal case, lost the civil suit.
The wrongful death suit.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's crazy stuff, man. So, goodbye, Juice. Yeah.
The juice is loose.
Hell of a ball player.
Yeah, Greg Greg had some funny stuff about him this morning on the show because I brought up, you know, when he bust in that place. To steal back
his sports memorabilia.
Yeah. And Greg's like, when he went in there with, you know, the mask over his face and gloves, because he didn't want to sign any autographs. You know, he didn't want people to recognize him. He had to be out there signing autographs. You know, he just kind of wanted to get in and out kind of thing, you know.
Can't
blame him for that.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
How much of that sentence was getting him back for not having to do any time for the murders?
Mm. Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Because it was a long sentence for what happened.
Maximum kind of thing.
Exactly.
For, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, for, I mean, I guess it was felony.
Right.
I don't know.
But if you or I did it, if we didn't have a record, they're going to give you the minimum, probably, you know, time served if you went to jail for it in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Misdemeanor breaking or entering.
Exactly.
You know, not like burglary and grand larceny and whatever the hell else he got out of that.
Yep.
Greatest legal team of all time, though?
Possibly.
Johnny Cochran.
Don't.
Dershowitz, though. Pretty good.
It didn't really add much.
Yeah.
I mean, because the entire reason he was acquitted was because of the civil rights. I mean, like,
Robert Kardashian?
No.
Yeah.
Bob Shapiro.
Yeah.
All those guys, like, they were good, like, in the back end, you know, doing paperwork, finding out little things here and there.
Gotcha.
Like Dershowitz was able to, you know, get a lot of, like, testimonies out and stuff like that from people, character witnesses, all that kind of stuff. But realistically, it was Johnny Cochran who... You know, basically, it was his idea to, instead of making OJ on trial for the murder, it was putting LAPD on trial for racism and
members of the jury, too, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they started crafting the jury. That was pretty crazy. Almost ended in a mistrial. Like when they were having certain jurors, like they would dive deep into their backgrounds and have them thrown off the jury. And after like seven of those people, they had to be like, okay, stop. This is about to be a mistrial here. Crazy, crazy stuff. Yeah, he definitely did it. Like if it was today and people actually, because I'd say DNA evidence is still pretty, like it's pretty, pretty good stuff, you know, yeah. Like we could definitely use it to figure out what's going on. Back then it was brand new, so nobody knew what the hell DNA evidence was. Exactly. So jurors weren't convinced that DNA I don't think they can figure out who you are through your blood.
Yeah, you know? I think even to this day it's not admissible as evidence in court, right?
No, but juror opinion, we all know. Know, and they didn't then. It was brand new. You know, and
it just can't be, but like you can't have like, and let's point to evidence B over there. Yes. There's the DNA.
Exactly.
You can't do that, but you can still be like, you know, preliminary lab results.
Yes.
To determine that the DNA is matching. You know?
That's not to say that the DA didn't fuck up on their own ways. Like some of the people, they put Mark Furman up on the stand, which was very, very dumb of them to do. And then also the DNA guy that they got up there was a wimpy, stammering guy who's just like he's like a scientist. He just looks at DNA shit. And they got up there and the cross examination was brutal on him, you know. So so again, jury not convinced when you're seeing this little kind of like weaselly looking guy who's talking about DNA and blah blah blah.
Yeah,
He didn't help it. And then they got their own DNA guy on there who was like, you know, like he was a lot more brash.
Remember you recently watched that whole documentary thing, didn't you?
I haven't watched it for a while, but it's easily one of the cool, and it's not necessarily a documentary. It's all factual that what happened, but it's more like a recreation.
Yeah, I guess. Who played O.J. Simpson?
Freaking
was it Don?
Gooding. What is it?
Cuba Gooding.
That's right. Yeah, really good too. Yeah, I wouldn't think he would work, but he did.
Yeah, you could picture Cuba Gooding Jr. and think that doesn't seem like O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Set up,
but he nailed it. Okay. I think he did really well. Yeah.
Who was Johnny Cochran?
That is like, I don't know what that actor is. He did an amazing job though. It should have been Jackie from fucking Seinfeld.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I have it in my mind. It's Louis Gossett Jr. But I don't think that's right.
I don't think so. I don't know.
What was that called?
Yeah, I'll pull it up on.
That was The People versus O.J. Simpson. That was really good, though. Then more app. Now, I turned on Hulu last night to watch House, and the first thing that popped up was The People versus O.J. Simpson. So, obviously, like a guy dies, and they're like, hey, look at the show where we're like definitely trashing this guy the whole time and showing how he definitely did do it.
Absolutely. Like, everybody's watching it.
The show is skewed, for sure, because in all the back rooms of all the, you know, the dream team lawyer, you know, all that, they were all just being like, okay, so how can we
skew this?
How can we skew this? And, you know what? Screw trying to defend O.J. Let's instead attack the LAPD. Yeah. Which they no doubt they had their own problem. The LAPD's problem was real. So then you could also like you look at that, you know.
And they used it.
Yeah. And then that dummy on the DA, the black guy, he's the one who forced the whole thing where OJ was trying to put on the gloves.
Oh yeah.
But he had gloves on under the gloves and they didn't fit. They didn't fit.
Rubber gloves, which are sticky.
Absolutely. So you had rubber gloves on under this, and you got OJ being like, I can't
full
get
hand.
It.
Full
like,
handed.
Yeah, yeah. He's all trying to,
relax
I can't do
your
it.
Hand and
can't
let me do it, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Take that fucking glove off and put your glove on.
Yeah,
you know?
This is your glove, right, sir?
Yeah.
You put your glove on.
And he's like, I can't do it. Like OJ looking all feeble, you know? And then, of course, Johnny Cochran. the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Jeez, you know, perfect storm. So, like, well done to the dream team. I still think OJ's a scumbag. Like, I don't care ultimately about Nicole or any of them. I mean, I don't. It's not really no skin off my back, but like, come on. That's all I say. Come on, he definitely did it.
When this was coming, not too long after the Rodney King riots as well, right? So this is there was a lot of
it was hot.
It was very hot, similar to what some folks have said about the Derek Chauvin trial, that there was almost this pressure a little bit on the jury, like if you don't convict, you were going to cause and riots.
Ice Cube just had Fuck the Police hit number one.
No. Yeah. That's true, though.
Probably. I mean, pretty
That's
close
true,
to.
True, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Back in the 90s. But, yeah, with Derek Chauvin, there's implications there. I mean, Judge Ito, dude, he had no fucking choice, man. He had to, like, they had to do it. The jury, all that, like, you know.
A couple people's lives worth more than you know, the how many lives.
The city of L.A.
Yeah, than the city of L.A., yeah.
Being torched, you know.
And the others, you know, if it was described.
Yeah, of course, yeah. So there was a collective sigh, I think, from most people. There was definitely some people who were upset that a murderer got off scot-free. But also at the end of the day, I feel like if you murder somebody and you got away with it, you didn't really do anything wrong. Like, it's all right.
Yeah, legally. Yeah,
I don't mind. Yeah, yeah.
In the eyes of the law.
You were once almost a serial killer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you could identify almost.
Yeah. Plus he paid. Yeah, OJ paid.
Oh,
you know, he paid out the ass. He ruined the rest of his life.
Yeah,
you know,
where he's got to steal sports memorabilia
to
turn around and hawk it at a pawn shop. You know?
It's not like OJ was peaches and cream after. He wasn't the juice for very long. He was squeezed dry, dude.
Was there any? Yeah. Was there any idea how much he actually had to pay for that?
Dude, I'm gonna guess like $35 million or something. Like what? How much? You know, or more?
Yeah.
I'm like just gonna go or $20 million or something.
Let's see if we can look it up.
Yeah, see how much he lost in the perhaps more than that,
perhaps
Jay.
More.
The civil suit itself cost $1 million.
Oh, hundreds of millions. Yeah. Civil suit, yeah.
Yeah. And then at the time, the OJ thing, man, the trial, most watched thing ever, you know? You didn't have that many people watching this kind of junk beforehand.
I watched some of it as a kid.
Yeah,
it was on at my house.
Yeah. Were your parents like, oh, shit?
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
get out
just,
of the way, cartoons
it
off.
Wasn't,
get
yeah,
to
no, it wasn't,
wasn't
like
quite
that,
like that.
But it was like, news is over. Let's see what's going on over here.
Yeah.
You know, and they, for a long time during the day, they would, all of the news channels just played the trial.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. And then like I encourage anybody, for me, the best part of the trial is when Mark Furman gets cross-examined and examined by, whatever his name is, Bailey, one of the other lawyers on the Dream Team, where he was like with the N-word.
Oh yeah.
Do you know about, you know, where he's just like, you know, do you refer to black people as N-words? You know, have you ever in your course of duty, have you ever blah, blah, blah. And he like, dude, he fucking nailed him. He nailed him so hard. And then the tapes came out of Mark Furman using that word all over the place. Dude.
It was over.
Yeah, it was over. The DA monumentally messed that thing up too, though. You can't just blame it even on just the jurors trying to, and the judge and all that, trying to avoid there was a reasonable doubt,
right?
Like there is still to this day a reasonable doubt. I definitely think he did it, but there was a reasonable doubt just due to the incompetence
at the time.
Yeah.
In that courtroom, what the jurors got, because they didn't get everything we got as public.
No.
During that time,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Quora is great source of information.
Well, yeah, sure.
I'm seeing figures range between $4 to more than $10 million.
Oh.
For his defense.
Oh, really?
And,
I guess not bad.
He owed over $33 million as a result of the civil trial for the wrongful deaths.
Almost nailed that. I said 35. Yeah. That's how much two human lives cost normally.
Yeah. Dang. He has yet to pay a penny to them. Now, this was 4 years ago. He has yet to pay a penny to them.
Wow.
Although the family successfully collected all proceeds of the book.
Okay, good.
Which is
if
why,
I did it.
Which is why they... So, he wrote the book, If I Did It, but because they were in control of everything, they took the if and they made it extremely small.
It's like the dot of the I.
It's like the dot of the I. So when you read it, it looks like I Did It by OJ Simpson. And he definitely did. I just encourage you to go look up the big quotes from that book, and it's like there's no way.
Right.
Like
he's describing what
he did. Yeah, for sure. Gotcha. Dude. Damn. Everything down to the Bronco chase. Dude, everything. The DNA all up in it. It's, Come on.
Come on.
So, go to hell, OJ. But good job skirting a murder case, I guess. But you're a scumbag.
Hey, if you're a biblical believer, he lived all of his glory on earth.
Yeah.
He spends the rest of his time in pain and torture.
There you go. I hope not. I mean...
No, a lake of fire.
A lake of fire.
It's hot, my goodness.
I guess I'm not that mad about it. I love the OJ trial. I really do. It's good. So what's next? Anything else from you guys? Eclipse, OJ, asshole at McDonald's. That's all I had.
It was a pretty good.
Oh,
what you got?
I saved my mother's life.
Oh, yeah, what?
He did do that.
No yeah, way. Dude.
Oh my god.
Every son's dream.
Yeah.
I almost choked to death live on the air.
Really?
So, how did you?
She almost was choking.
Really?
She inhaled a freaking banana pepper down her trachea, and she was choking. So I'm outside.
Like no air, no breathing. No air, no breathing. No talking. Yeah.
You gave her the whole.
I gave her the Heimlich.
Heimlich.
I don't
maneuver.
Even know how to do it. Never really? Done it. Never looked a video.
Right underneath
diaphragm.
Diaphragm. But
yeah, I knew that.
Good.
So like,
that's all
but
you
I
need
had to
know.
Collect myself, and I wasn't doing it hard enough. I didn't want to hurt her.
But you got to.
So yeah, you got to. So like,
she can't.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she got to expel that.
So I'm outside. I'm working the barbecue, you know, and then I hear Jen open the door and say, "Pat, can you come in here?" Or my stepdad. And he goes in there, and it's not like 10 seconds later. I have no idea what's going on. Allie's like, "Something's wrong with your mother. Something's going on with your mother." And I just, like, I dropped the tongs, like, "Make way," you know, yeah. Ran inside. There she is. She's literally, like, fucking no breath, making a noise I've never heard before ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know
like,
that
when
sound.
You're gasping
my
for air,
one
it's,
of
you
my
can't
children,
even,
yep.
Yeah, you can't even recreate it. Mm-mm. And Pat's sitting there. He's trying to do it, but he's pretty small guy, like height wise. So, you know, he was like, it has to be me.
Yeah.
So I try and get it, and I'm like, I just kind of like squeeze a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, you're gonna have to really hit it, you know. And it was just one, like where I was like,
so
okay.
He said it that calm, bro. You're gonna have to.
Yeah. Everybody was wildly
calm. That's cool,
calm.
Though. That's cool. Okay. Yeah. That's good.
I was freaking the fuck out.
Our stepdad's he's a leader type.
Okay, yeah,
he's,
yeah.
You don't have he's to, good in a situation like
son,
that.
Son, you're going to have to hit that a little bit harder. Okay.
You're going to hit your mother a little bit harder.
Yeah.
Stop being a sissy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Don't be a pansy, all right?
Get save it. Your mother's life,
yeah,
damn
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and it was just one. I went, all right, boom, like...
Did it
like
shoot
the
out?
Movies, if she caught it.
Okay,
but like it was like she had, or she was already had her hand.
Did a
like
deep
at her
breath
face.
After that. Oh my god!
You know, crazy.
Oh,
tears.
That would have been cool. Oh, if it popped out like a cork, and she had caught it.
Oh
know?
Yeah, yeah. It was more like oh, like that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And it, wow. it had it. You know,
yeah.
And oh my god, dude, she was just crying, gasping for air. Sat her down. She looked up at me. With her crying eyes, saying, "You saved my life,
aww.
You saved my life," and I mean, I've freaked out.
Yeah.
I've ran out. I ran out of the place and lit a cigarette, shaking.
I bet.
You know what I mean?
I know. And actually, I do know how that feels.
I want to hear yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
She did. Caitlin. I don't want to jump. Yeah, Caitlin. She was eating a hard candy in her room.
Oh.
We were sitting there on the bed, the twins, Caitlin and myself, were laughing, and I was telling them jokes, and we're all, you know, but belly laughing, and she goes, ah, and like, and you know, I had same freaking gargling, like air going past
horrible.
Something sound you've never heard in your life. I've got the chills thinking about it again.
It's like a turbo.
Oh my god. Yeah.
yeah.
So then, I like spun her around and I hit the first one wasn't hard enough. And I was like, okay. And then the second one was like as hard as I could. And she swallowed it. It went down
because
she swallowed hers. It was like, you know, but I was
that's
like,
you do it right. It's going to leave bruises on you.
Yeah. You got to hit that sternum to where they lose their air. It's a forceful situation. But yeah.
Once he said I need to do it harder, like I repositioned, I closed my eyes and was like, okay, that's
there.
That's where, and like, you know, and did that. And yeah,
that's awesome.
Fucking crazy. Everybody was looking at me like, you're a fucking hero. I don't feel like no hero. I felt like, damn, my mother could die at any moment. Like that's where I was, you know, like anybody could die at any moment. That's all I was thinking about.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
everybody's going to be around all the time to save him. I almost died on a bologna sandwich. Which we brought up many times in this podcast.
Yeah. You almost nobody mama cast it.
But that's how you learn to give the Heimlich to yourself, right?
Yeah. I don't know how to give it to somebody else. Let alone,
actually, if you, I think the best way to try to give yourself the Heimlich is double over as hard as and fast as you can.
Mm.
Yeah. So, cause
like
you
fall
give,
forward.
Yeah. Basically like,
oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try to double over.
Hit,
yeah, exactly.
Ah.
Yeah. But going down, I think you have the most weight and force. So,
mm.
But yeah,
absolutely insane.
It's crazy. Crazy. Yeah, no, man. No hard candies allowed in my home ever again after
she
that.
Did not eat any banana peppers after that.
Gosh, it's a lot of family stuff the last month.
Yeah.
Yeah. In particular, this last week or so. So yeah, Tyler saving our mother's life, and then Tyler yelling at our uncle for his trans views. And
shouting more like
shout, angrily. No. It was we were having a great conversation with our uncle, who's very he's very on the left side
of left.
Of left.
Yeah, I gotcha.
He's definitely on the left side of letting kids, you know, transgender willy nilly. whenever.
Oh my God.
The innuendo there alone.
Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah. Where little Samuel walks in the bathroom and comes out as Samantha. That's fine, you know. No, we're all having drinks and stuff. And the next day, Tyler's like, "I'm sorry for how I was." And I was like, "You were great. I don't remember you yelling or anything."
Tequila gets me. I don't remember. So I just assume. I assume asshole. All right. I assume that. Like the moment I woke up that morning, I looked at Allie and I'm like, Give it to me straight.
Give it to me. How was I?
Who did I become? Was I OJ?
Did I Hulk out?
Yeah.
Or was I like the teddy bear?
Yeah.
There's one or the other, right?
For some reason, I just remember standing up and back up, like at a guy I haven't seen, a family member in 10 years. He's looking at me like, you know, what did I do? You know, and I'm just yelling at him. No. It was a very spirited, passionate, and good debate between two different sides.
I was accused of being racist in the middle of it. And I'm like, because it was like, all right, well, first you're not for this. Then obviously you're not for that, that, and the other. I'm like, that is a logical fallacy. And that is why this issue is losing so many people to
That's
its
true.
Cause.
Yeah.
That's
it's
true.
Just because I'm not on board with kids transitioning.
And we're talking surgeries and stuff. I'm not talking if your kid wants to dress up in like a pink shirt type stuff. That's right. That's what I mean. Because
phase. That's what that is
exactly.
Called, you know?
Yeah. So I'm not here to say you're not supposed to let your kid grow their hair long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let their son grow their hair long. Or stuff
you know,
like that.
If my kids like I really, you know, if Mariah grew up 13 or something and is like, I think I want to be a boy, I'm gonna tell her like, have you considered lesbianism? Like, is that why don't we consider that first? You know, before?
Have you heard the good news about lesbianism?
Yeah,
I would say in reality, if that's something that were to come up, I'd say, hey, let's mark this on the calendar.
Yeah,
and in 1 year, if you're still feeling that way, we will discuss it more. But at this time, this is be a phase. This not a phase. Yeah. I wouldn't say that. This will be something you go
through.
That's
the thing. Well, it won't be cool by then, Dad. I got to do it now, or the kids at school won't like me.
Yeah, then. You know.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I remember what did I equate it to? I said, you know, when I was a kid, I couldn't afford marbles or Beyblades.
Yeah,
you know, but so that whole phase passed me by while I was left out, and I felt really bad about it. So.
One of my favorite lines from you in that issue is because we were talking about he was defending the right for kids to transgender without their parents' knowledge. You know, this is a big thing where schools are some few, I imagine, are allowing kids to secretly transition at school and respecting the whatever pronoun they want and stuff and not informing the parents about it. And Tyler's like, look, to go on a field trip to the botanical gardens, my parents had to sign off on a permission slip. What is, you going to let them transition just willy nilly without telling the parents?
My whole thing is kids are dumb.
Extremely.
Like really, really stupid.
And adults are dumb too.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. That's back to that though. Are we talking kids that are going into the bathroom and just changing clothes and then going to class as feeling a little more feminine? Or are we talking kids that are trying to actually physically do changes to themselves? You know what I mean? Here's the way I see it. My daughter, I know for a fact, there was a couple of times my daughter wore something that was appropriate out of the house, got to school, and put on something we would not approve of.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if it's along those lines, I'm going to back off a little bit because again, surgery, it's too permanent.
Yeah.
Things that are, you know, starting to take medications.
Double mastectomies.
Those things are too permanent, and there's too many people out there that was like, oh, I'm so glad I didn't do permanent things when I went through this phase.
Yeah. I'm with you. Why alter,
right.
You know, chemically or physically or whatever. I mean, there's no need for it.
Yeah. And kept bringing up the idea, like, what about the the suicide rates among transgender people? Definitely higher than non. So,
well, my thing with that is, what's considered trans? Like, did you just join a Facebook group?
Right.
Or did you bust out the dick saw?
And people being ridiculed for having longer hair, wanting to wear more feminine clothing as men or what by their family, that's probably causing suicide rate, if you want to be honest with you. If you let them wear the more feminine wear, grow their hair, whatever makes them a little more comfortable, you know what I mean, versus chopping their penis off or whatever, you know, real life issue, things that could happen, that could be an avenue or an outlet that creates a little more comfort, so therefore they don't feel like they just got to end their life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd encourage, you know, anybody maybe is and shouldn't be, don't need to be interested anymore in this subject, but who wants to hear a nuanced opinion is from somebody like Andrew Sullivan. He's from the UK, instrumental in the gay rights movement over there. I mean, he led the charge. He was one of those like buff gay dudes from the 80s who's like, he had to be strong and be able to fight. That was the only way he could make it through the 80s as a gay man in the UK. Yeah. And I was listening to him on a podcast where he made such a good point. He's like, there's he's like effeminate boys and tomboy girls have been around forever. And it's like the difference now is you have parents that like the boy's a little effeminate. They're like, oh, you want to be a girl then? And the girl is a tomboy, so it's like, you want to be a boy. And it's like, no, there's just effeminate men who maybe grow up being gay. And there's tomboy women who are great at softball or maybe grow up being lesbian. I mean, that's it does not need
we're
to.
Great at being lesbian.
Yeah. And it's not need to change genders, you know. The whole theory there is extremely flawed and without any scientific basis, I'm afraid.
And I do think there will be still a percentage, very small percentage of people that get to their adulthood and still feel like they need to change their gender.
Yeah.
And sure. I'm not, that's again, 18, then do your thing. Yeah.
Do your thing. Yeah. You fight for the country. I guess you at 18, you can change your gender.
Yeah, exactly. So.
18. No comment. No more comment. No more comment on this.
You about to yell at us?
I'm comfortably in the same gender I was
about
born.
To start shouting. Yeah.
No more tequila
I felt
for
like
you,
I've
bro.
I've said everything I can say on this subject ever.
I agree.
And it's
I don't like to be hard and fast on anything. I like to learn new things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I've really listened. When it
Me
comes
too.
To this, and I think we're pretty much in the same boat when we think what we think, you know, for the
yeah,
most
kids,
part.
Sports.
It is a big waste of intellectual energy, though, to keep talking about this. You know, as much as we debated that, I mean, there's a million other things that probably could have. It'd been much better to be
able to focus more on OJ's death. You know? Like,
he wasn't dead at that point yet. That's so fresh.
He was still a problem.
The corpse is still warm.
You think there's an autopsy of him?
He
just because
like
he's who he is.
Yeah, the, like that. His brain is like one of those things, like the brain of a killer.
Yeah,
you know, we have to dissect it and see.
Yeah,
sitting next to Einstein's.
Does he have any family? Like, do we know? Like kids?
He had a bunch of kids.
Yeah, a bunch of kids. Yeah,
but they ain't getting none.
I doubt he had much at the end there.
I don't think so.
Who knows?
No telling.
Well, I suppose that's going to be it. I'm on my way to UFC 300. We're watching that tomorrow night, so excited for that.
Yeah, going
to
be coming out.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about it.
Got to be. Yeah. Can't miss this one.
What's the best? UFC what's fans. The best fights on the card? I need to put some money on something.
Justin Gaethje, Max Holloway, Charles Oliveira, Armand Saryukin.
He did
Jamal
really
Hill
well the
Alex
last time
Maeda.
He fought, right? Saryukin.
Oh, he always does well.
Okay. Now you gotta give me
where's that boy from?
We're gonna look for we're gonna get a fantasy Croatian fight team. We're gonna look for high scorers, meaning lots of strikes, lots of ground control, and then wins.
Okay,
either by submission or knockout.
Yeah.
All right. So let's pick some winners. We'll go through the whole card.
I'm gonna be too invested if I do that. You know what I mean? Like when Jay will send me, he's like, "What do you think of my picks?" And then I want all his picks to win, and none of them do.
Yeah. No. Right. That's literally how it goes.
I can't bet on this shit.
But
I can't do it.
But even sometimes the losers that score really high, like a five-round battle, will still get 100 or something points.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because last couple times, the ones I've sent you.
I've changed some of the ones that you've had, and I've won a couple bucks off of them. Yeah, so,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, this is that's a better way to
I'm
do it.
I'm only betting
me.
25 cents,
system.
Bro.
Because you can determine. You might not be able to get the outcome right, but you could see how a fight's going to go.
Exactly. You see some of those battles that's got a lot of strikes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, a lot of, you know. So.
Well, yeah. In case he listens to it, talking about sports betting, predicting, Greg, you suck at it.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Do y'all do like a fight night win-loss guest on the show or
he
something?
He did his brackets or whatever for March Madness. I think he said he's 18%.
Yeah, he did terribly.
Tony flexing at 95%.
How do you not pick?
Both of football and basketball.
How do you not pick when it comes to the guys and actually kind of when it comes to the girls too, how do you not pick those two as the end result? It feels like, of course I haven't paid attention and I just looked at the end result. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's easy for me to say, how do you not pick those? Yeah. Cause they're just always, what was it? Villanova and
UConn.
Yeah. They're always playing. And it seems like Kentucky's not there. Oh, it's UConn.
Gonzaga,
maybe. Yeah.
I think it's very rare that, a team will win the NCAA basketball championship two times in a row.
Gotcha.
2 years in a row.
Oh, and that happened, maybe?
UConn won last year, too.
Oh, so that
makes
sense.
So he was like, nah, it ain't
happening again. Yeah.
It never does.
But with the storied Iowa team and LSU team, that whole mess, I think everybody knew that was going to be another battle.
Mm.
It is amazing how that one woman, that young woman, Caitlin Clark, that's Iowa, right? Iowa State that she plays for. I mean, I have heard so many people talking about women's basketball here lately, and I didn't even know.
Not since Brittany Griner.
Exactly.
I read
since
she
was still in Russia.
I read an article today. Well, what was Lisa Leslie? Remember Lisa Leslie playing pro basketball? No, that was back in the night, or right when pro basketball started. She was one of the first. But anyway, damn it, lost it.
See how boring it is?
I know.
WNBA?
Oh, no. I read an article today. The ladies' NCAA championship garnered more views than the men's for the first time ever this year.
You know what? I feel like I heard that, too.
Yep.
But, like, I'm going to stay
away from this.
The argument up to this point has been women, by some, not by all, one half of the argument is women will never garner the watch or the views that men's, whatever, basketball, baseball, you know, it's all whatever.
Men have to be into it for that to happen.
And then women, well, damn it. I'll say it again.
Because women don't watch it. Women barely watch it. At least maybe recently with this new thing. But like the WNBA, I mean, most of their viewership is men. Most.
Yeah. And the other side of the argument is that a lot of women would say, well, we've never been given the opportunity, you know, and now a lot more women's basketball is played, softball is played on TV. They got more TV deals now in the past decade than they ever have. Women's stuff has. So,
yeah.
And now again, I would argue if you were finding devil's advocate in this, I would argue that it took a Caitlin Clark, a superstar doing big things this year to make that NCAA championship more viewers on the women's side than
somebody told me she plays like a dude out there.
Like an all right dude.
I talked to a gentleman who played.
See, I thought what I was saying was bad.
He plays like a good, she plays like a good dude.
Well, see, some of the arguments were that she could play D1 men's basketball. And
that's absolutely
I think
ridiculous.
That's absurd.
It's absurd.
Yeah. Now, because we were talking to a guy who played on the JUCO team, and there was the D1 guys would, the D1 girls, excuse me, would come play against the JUCO guys. They would mop them up. Every time. And this, I'm talking about two major schools so here in the state. But anyway, so, even the smaller guys' teams were mopping up these D1 girls' teams. So.
Yeah. I have no problem with it. It's just like when it comes to women's sports, I see a lot of women advocating for it and, like, no women watching it. It's just – women don't really watch sports that much. You find the odd one. you know, that enjoys a certain point. Thing, or like
when they do, they're
it.
Great. Sometimes they are crazy. They're the craziest.
They're the craziest. That's a good
for, point sure. Too. Yes.
For sure, for yes. sure. But like, you know, get your own league. They don't even watch it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just like.
But you're right. So you're right to an extent. Men have to
men
get
have
on board
to. They,
for it to be.
Yeah,
popular.
They have to. Yeah.
Good buddy of mine. He's always hosting, you know, football game or whatever at his place. But I don't like going sometimes because his wife, man, is so like she don't want nobody talking during it. You know, it's a lot of hooping and a lot of hollering. Mm.
Yeah.
And,
really? Yeah, that's yeah. cool. I will say women's MMA. The women's side of UFC has really done a great thing for UFC, in my opinion.
A few of the stars, Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Misha Tate, some of the people that I've loved to watch over the years, you know, some of those battles, you know, even up to Nunes and, you know, more recent ones. Thug Rose, I love just about her whole...
Her last three fights have been garbage. Oh, it's like, goodness. I've turned a page a little bit, and I don't want to sound misogynistic, but nothing bums me out more than getting really hard, good into a good fight card, and then here comes like a women's championship. It's sluggish, it's slow, it's isn't that with the few exceptions.
Yeah, there are a few,
you know,
you're right,
few
you're
exceptions,
right.
But for the most part it absolutely slows things down. It feels like I don't know.
There have been plenty of those,
yeah.
for sure.
Like,
especially with what's her name?
I'm not going to sit here and be like, "Wow, I'm so excited."
Nunes always brought us one.
Yeah, she always.
Well,
did.
Well, there was a
know,
couple.
There was
of
a few stink fests.
Stink
you know?
Fests. Good point.
The only ones that she brought that were good were ones that she knocked out the other girl in the first round. That
That's
was exciting.
True. Yeah,
and it didn't last that long, and all that. Like Thug Rose, who was one of my favorite fighters 2 years ago, has done nothing but. Absolutely stink up every
was it
UFC card
lose, and then win by decision. Did she win the last one?
Did
by
she
decision?
Win the last one?
I thought she won.
Yeah,
the last
she won
one,
by and
like you said, stink
controversial,
fest. Yeah, yeah.
And it was a stink fest as well. Yeah. So at least she's back in the win bracket. But you know, I'm down. I'm waiting. I'm good. I'm gonna be stoked for this one.
Yeah.
Zhang Weili versus Yan Xiaonan. That's gonna be a great. That's two Chinese ladies going at it that were both super entertaining. So yeah. That's gonna
those
be fun.
Maybe both. Those maybe one of those few fights that you pick both of the fighters in the fight because you know both of them's gonna score 100, 150 points.
Oh, okay.
You don't know. I don't know for sure. Sometimes
yeah, yeah.
knockout quick will change
yeah, yeah.
that.
I believe Zhang Weili will get it done.
Nice,
but you know, you never know. I guess. But yeah, UFC 300. It's going
to
be a fun one.
It.
It's going
to
be a fun one.
Absolutely.
I think that's it.
We covered it.
I believe so.
Okay.
Got lots to do today, and I still have to edit this and put it out because we're recording an hour before it goes out. So.
Oh, there's one last thing. On TikTok, I put a challenge out. I put together a pretty good prize pack that for somebody to go find the quote that was on my shirt. That day they were talking about my shirt. We had a whole conversation about the podcast and everything. And I said, well, go find this quote. Tell me what episode. The first person that tells me what episode, well, I'll make you a shirt like this. Mm. And then, you know, blah, blah, blah. So we'll see if anybody does it. Maybe we'll get some TikTok downloads out there.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Message us on email if you're a TikTok listener now.
There you go. Email's right on every show notes. So
perfect.
Check it out. With all that said, we're going to see y'all next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.